This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. More than 600 Latino high school students from North and Central America are in Dallas for the annual meeting of the National Hispanic Institute. The organization was created to foster future Hispanic leaders like Dallas City Manager A.C. Gonzalez, an Institute alum. We check in on the next generation. These kids are the cream of this organization's crop, pulled from 3,000 students who attended summer National Hispanic Institute programs in South Texas. Here, they'll debate, hold mock trials. Bianca Mujica from McAllen heard about the Institute from her cousin.
He recruited me. He said, you're going to go to this thing. So I kind of had no choice. And I almost dropped out about halfway through it because I didn't like the people that I was with.
But then Bianca started competing and fell in love with the organization.
It's just so different from school. There's not like a set structure. You know, people tell you, okay, do this, but they don't tell you how to do it. So you have to figure it out on your own. And I liked that because I feel like I'm a very independent person, and so being given the freedom to do things the way I wanted to do them was really liberating.
More than 90% of the students involved with the National Hispanic Institute will not only attend college, but graduate. Alejandro Vorquez, a 16-year-old junior from Mexico, wants to study psychology. He remembers a past Institute exercise on the psychology of prejudice.
Let's say you have some sort of accounting issue, and you have an Asian, a Latino, and an African-American.
No, that's not a setup for a joke. Alejandro said most kids decided the Asian was the one likely to tackle the accounting problem. Then they were asked who'd fix a plumbing leak, and most kids picked the Latino.
You know, there's this really stereotypical image of Latinos are laborers and they're not entrepreneurs, they're not visionaries, that's not the case.
These 600 teenage visionaries are meeting in the Dallas Convention Center and Omni Hotel until Sunday. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.